Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 6th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Let's go over our memory verse first from Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. It's talking about Jesus here. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. Our passages today are from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 65, and then we'll turn over to Psalm 25, verses 4 through 7, but I think I'm just going to read 1 through 7. It's all really good. This is One Take Wednesday. The passage in Luke's gospel is about Peter disowning Jesus and the guards mocking Jesus. It's really a hard one for me to read. The next couple of days are going to be very difficult, and that sounds silly in light of what the Lord has done for us. But I'm asking the Lord to give us all a sense of the gravity of what is happening in Luke's gospel here. Verse 54, then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. And then from Psalm 25, a Psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you are good, O Lord. If you have time, just keep on reading from verse 8 all the way to verse 22, which reminds us that God redeems Israel from all their troubles. I guess it's actually a plea. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What are the characteristics of the Lord that we see here? He's trustworthy. He doesn't let our enemies triumph over us. It's interesting to read that in light of what we read in Luke's gospel about the Lord being mocked and beaten. I think there's definitely something to be said for the fact that suffering is for all people, and especially our Lord in this world. But there is a time when the evil will be defeated, and ultimately the enemies will not triumph. Verses 4 and 5 are a really good prayer. So even now, would you pray them with me? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Then we go back to some of the characteristics that we cling to. The Lord is merciful and loving, and He is eternal. He is forgiving, and He also is so good to us. One thing I've been thinking about in the past couple of weeks is, what is my purpose? This is a question that was posed in an article by Clayton Christensen. Our chair of deacons, Dr. John Peaty, encouraged the deacons and the church staff to read this article. It's also a book, but in the article, a Harvard Business School professor talks about the importance of knowing your purpose in life. And this is what he tries to teach his students most. If you don't know your purpose, then you will not allocate your resources in a way that makes sense. He talks about allocating our time and our energy and our talents and not having a short-term perspective, oh, just getting what is urgent done, but thinking long-term. How do I want to help in my job? What do I want in my family life long term? Who do I want to be for the people that I love most? And then how do I want to stay upright in all of my dealings? I cannot do this article justice, but I would commend it to you. If you would like a link to it, then email me and let me know. But it really got me thinking about the fact that we should be investing in initiatives that are crucial to our long-term strategies. And so as believers, our long-term strategies are to help others flourish in our families, in our church, in our community, in our job, and then also to reflect deeply on the question of, what is the purpose of my life? This gentleman decided that he was going to spend an hour every night reading, thinking, and praying about why God put him on earth. And so as we pray, let us pray together that the Lord would continue to give us clarity about why we're here, and also to help us as we seek to encourage others in their mission in this world. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to read your word. We feel like Peter. We deny you. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that you are merciful and kind, forgiving and loving. Please, Lord, show us your way. Teach us your paths. Tell us our purpose. Guide us in your truth. Help us to be people who respect, honor, and esteem others, who are humble, and reflect the God whom we serve. And give us awareness, Lord, today of where you are and what you're doing. And now I pray this blessing over you from Dr. Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.